Good morning.
大家早。
So let's begin in the right place. We'll start with the Word of God. We're going to look at John 14, starting in the first verse.
我们先从主的话开始今天的聚会。我们要翻到约翰福音第十四章。
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. The greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him, and we will make our home with him.
这是约翰福音第十四章，从第一节一直到第十六节那里。
While everybody is here, my family would personally like to thank you for all the amazing care, for your love, for your prayers for my wife and for the new son that we have. His name is Yedam.
当大家弟兄姐妹在这里之后，容许我很亲自的来跟大家表达我们的感谢我还有我的妻子英黑。然后我们的最刚刚出生的 baby 叫做耶丹。
So they're both here today, and my in-laws from Korea, and they will be happy to see you.
我太太还有 baby 今天都在这里，然后我的岳父岳母也从韩国来到这里，我们会很高兴谢谢你们。
So Inhei and I have talked continually throughout this pregnancy and through the delivery of our baby how different it has been to be at a church where people really do love in action. And I'm proud to say that I can serve at a church where I really do see John 13 coming to life.
我的妻子还有我在我们这一段怀孕的过程里面，我们常常都在讨论能够在一个能够在一个彼此相爱而且切实的来实行爱的教会里面度过这个怀孕的过程是何等的有福。那我们也确实的可以见证到弟兄姐妹在这里，你们活出了约翰福音第十三章那里所记载的爱。
Nobody here washed our feet, but we're really happy at the shocking, even radical way that you guys have loved us.
虽然没有任何一个人真正的来洗我们两个的脚，可是我们实在经历到大家对我们这么不同，这么完全的一个爱，在我们的家中。
And with this little life in our hands, you know, Inhei and I have sat around thinking, you know, who does he look like? What kind of personality he's going to have? What's he going to be? And then also we've had to pause and think, you know, what kind of world has he entered into?
当我们手中抱着这个小 baby 的时候，我们两个人会想说，哦，他会像谁？他以后长大会变成什么样子？甚至我们会想到说，他以后的世界会是一个什么样的世界？
Particularly after this last Supreme Court decision, we've been holding our son and thinking about what kind of brave new world is it that he's entered into, where words don't mean what they used to mean, and things don't look the way they used to look, and things are even a tad bit darker than they used to be.
特别在上个礼拜的最高法院的判决 学以后，我们两个不禁会想说，到底他在长大以后，这个一个所谓新的一个世界会变成什么样子？好像比以前更大胆，比以前有很多事情已经不是从前我们所认为的那个意义已经被改变了。
So we kind of moved from thinking what kind of child is this in our hands to start to think about what kind of world is it that our child is going to be in the hands of.
所以我们从我们想说，哦，这个孩子长大以后会变成什么样子？我们一直的想到说，在这个孩子长大的过程，这个世界会变成什么样子？
And so that word world has been connected in our hearts and minds and in our wider culture to this other word.Love.
这个世界这个字，在我们的啊，在我在思考这个字的时候，在我们的文化里面，我们常常把它连接跟爱这个字连在一起。
Many people would optimistically say that our son has been born into a world that's more loving, more freeing, more open than the world that any of us had previously known.
有些比较乐观的人会说：“哦呀，你的孩子出生的这个时代呢，比以前更自由，更有爱。”也更好。
You know, the hashtag of the victory for same-sex marriage was very profound. It was love wins.
这个同性恋的他们婚姻的合法化的这个这个 camp 他们这个活动，他们打出来他们的标语就是说爱赢了。
And so for those who are happy about this ruling, love seems to have won over hate, overBigotry, over bias, over narrow-mindedness, and that the world's love seems to have kind of won the day, and this love and this life and way and truth of Jesus conversely seems to have failed.
对那些支持这个法案的人来讲，这个胜利对他们来讲好像是爱胜过了那些恨，胜过那些很狭窄，胜过那些偏见，胜过了这些。所以在世界的眼光来看，哦，世上所谓的爱。好像胜过了主耶稣他的道路真理和生命。
So on my heart to close out our sermons on John and the English side has been these two words of love and world and how they compare to love of Jesus Christ.
所以我在英文组那边分享的信息常常把世界和爱这两个字我们来做讨论，把这个爱世界的爱来与耶稣的爱来做一个对比。
So as we've been looking at John in the English ministry, we've noticed something that is helpful in understanding the text is to start to understand the key terms. He uses this word world 80 times.
我们在英文组的信息里面，我们开始来查考约翰福音的时候，我们发现约翰用世界这个字用了大概80次左右。所以我们想要知道他用这个特别的字，它的真实的意义是什么。
And here in what we've read, Jesus tells us that the world will no longer see him. He tells us in John 14 that he gives a peace that the world can't give. And elsewhere, he lets us know that the world hates him, that the world hates those who follow him, that he is the light of the world, he has come to save the world, for God so loved the world.
在约翰福音14章，我们读到主耶稣讲到这个世界不能够见我，也讲到这个世界会恨我。也讲到说我给你们的平安是这个世界上所没有的，所以他讲到世界这个字一直重复的讲到。
Growing up in church and in Christian schools, I most often heard the world refer to those bad people over there, those people who smoke and drink and dance. My Footloose school didn't have dancing.
所以我在一个基督教的环境教会长大，在我一直被教导，我的观念里面，世界指的就是那些坏人，那些会抽烟、会喝酒、会跳舞的那些人。我以前读的学校，他们是禁止跳舞的。
Sometimes the world in that context meant Democrats or liberals, and I was encouraged not to really hang around with worldly people or to go to a worldly college.
有时候有人讲到世纪的时候，他们会把它联想成，哦，这个指的就是那些Democrat 那一批人，或是说那些很自由派的那一些人，或是那些很坏的那些事情。
But in the book of John, world really usually means two things. Number one, that it is the means and the ways of humanity which are against God. And number two,that it is God's plan for his universal ministry through Jesus Christ to save the entirety of his creation, which means not only Israel.
可是在我们读主耶稣的教导里面，世界讲到两个方面。第一个方面是讲到sorry, can you see it again? The first thing, yeah.
Means the human, the means and ways of humanity.
Okay, 就讲到我们人出于人的方式。And the second thing.
The universal nature of Jesus' ministry.
Okay, 第二方面是讲到这个普遍的主耶稣 来做事他的方式。
And the tension between those two things is set from the very beginning in John's prologue. He tells us, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
所以这两件事情呢，从约翰福音一开始就是一个很明显的对比。一开始约翰福音第一章就讲到说，他来到世间，世人却不认识他。
What we see is the creator of the cosmos, of the world, stepped into his creation, but his creation looked back at him,with a blank kind of stare to say, who are you? What are you doing here? And when they got to understand him more, say, well, what right do you have to tell us how to live?
所以当这位创造宇宙的主来到他自己创造的世界的时候，世上的人看着他，他们不知道，他们不认识他，甚至他们直问他说，你有什么权利来告诉我，我应该做什么，什么才是对的？
In God's realm, in the world that he originally created, Adam enjoyed the provision of God and he enjoyed a relationship with him. He served and he knew God.
所以在起初创造的里面，亚当他可以享受神的同在，他也自己亲身的认识这位造他的神。
But we see throughout John that there is this world that doesn't know God. It's ignorant of his son and rejects his ministry, his works, his signs.
可是我们看约翰福音，我们一直的重复的看到他所创造这个世界，一直的要来抵抗他，要来反对他，他所事的。
So running throughout this fourth gospel is this major theme of misunderstanding, often depicted as darkness. He tells us in 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not grasped, has not understood it.
所以我们看四福音书，我们一直看到常常有这个冲突，世界来拒绝他。我们在约翰福音一开始，我们就看见他来到世上，这个世界却不接受他。
What we see is people who think they understand Jesus completely misunderstanding him. They don't really know where he's from, though they think they do, or who his father is, or why he's saying that, or doing that, or standing with those people, and why he's not doing what they expected that he would do.
所以我们就看到说会有很多人他们以为他们认识这位主耶稣，事实上他们完完全全的误解了他，为什么他做这些事情，为什么他做那些事情，为什么耶稣不照着他们所想要的来去做呢？
So for the world, Jesus is this strange invader.
所以对这个世界来讲，主耶稣好像是一个从外来入侵的一个人一样。
It's not merely that they can't just wrap their heads intellectually around what he's saying, it's that their hearts are so diametrically opposed to all he is and all he does.
并不是说他们不能够明白主耶稣所讲的在他们的知识里面，而是他们的心就完全的来抗拒，来抵挡耶稣所事的，还有一切他所做的。
And so the one who has come from above is on this mission,to make God known to humanity, and in the process, to start his kingdom come, and to recreate hearts so that his will be done. But the children are kind of like this rebellious child who says, my will be done.
所以主耶稣来到世上，他的任务一个就是他要重新，好像重新创造一个新的世界，把神的国度带到这个世上来，让这个世界不再说哦，我的旨意成就。在耶稣里面，他说父的旨意要成就。
This is foot washing.
这个就好像是一个洗脚的例子。
But the difference here between the world and Jesus is not just one of opinion. It is a clash of two different kingdoms.
所以耶稣跟这个世界他们的冲突不是只是说我们的意见不同，而是一个基本上的一个冲突。
From the Tower of Babel to our towering Supreme Court, the way the world works, it says, I will make my name, I will make my way, I will make my definitions.
所以从一开始的巴别塔到我们最近这个至高法院的那个高台，我们一直看到这个世界要说的就是我的旨意成就，我要建立我自己的名声，我要做我自己要做的。
What our world is defiantly saying right now is we will love our way, not your ways. We will find truth and happiness and the pursuit of those things by our hands, not by yours.
所以这个世界现在告诉我们一个信息是说，我们会爱，可是用我们自己的方式，我们要用我们自己的 方式做事，而不是神的方式。
But in this debate over how we should live, how we should love each other, we have tragically missed really the fundamental question for our God. Jesus did not come to ask people, how should you live? Jesus' fundamental question is, to whom do you really belong?
可是在这个争议里面，到底我们怎么样才叫做爱？我们在这些争论的时候，其实我们错过了一个很重要的主题。主耶稣他来是说，你到底是属于谁，而不是你的意见如何。
In the words of Romans, this tension is not that we are missing evidence or information about God, but that we have suppressed the truth of God for a lie, which results in us saying, I can and will figure this out on my own. I will be my own person. I will be my own God.
所以我们在罗马书一开始就看到，并不是说这个世界缺少那些证据来知道神的主宰，知道神的存在，而是这个冲突是在说，我要把神的真实换为虚谎，我要坚持做我自己所认为的。
In the book of John, you could actually say that the world is the antithesis of God, that it's actually an antagonistic character to Jesus' protagonist.
所以你在约翰福音可以看到，你可以这样子说，世界就好像是主耶稣这个主角的对头一样，他们是要来 与主耶稣对立的。
The world is dark.Compared to Jesus' light, it is a false king, it is a false shepherd that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy all that the good shepherd is, all that the good shepherd does.
所以这个世界就好像是黑暗，主耶稣就是那个光。这个世界是那个假的牧人，是那个来偷窃、来杀害、来毁坏一切耶稣所做，还有他所事的。
As created, the world carried with it such promise.But it would not know its Lord.
这个世界它好像很给你一个很多的盼望，可是它不愿意来认识真正的主。
And on the night of Jesus' passion, he dips this bread into the bowl and hands it in this sign of love and this outreach to Judas. And tragically, Judas takes this actual bread, but he will not accept the bread of life. And then he slips into the darkness.
在主耶稣最后的晚餐那里，主耶稣把这个饼递给犹大的时候，很可惜的，犹大他不接受这个生命的饼，他那天他自己走出去，选择黑暗。
And we know how that worked out for Judas.
我们知道犹大他最后的结局是如何。
But the story of the world is that we too have consistently betrayed our Lord in adultery, have chosen our own way.
可是当我们看到我们自己这个世界的时候， 很悲剧性的是，我们也是选择，常常选择我们自己的方式，而不是神的方式。我们好像犯了属灵的一个淫乱。
We have preferred the comfort of darkness overcoming into the light, and in the opposite of many of the lyrics we sang, what we say in our hearts is, I will not bow, I will not worship you, I will not say that you are God.
很多人都选择自己的方式，自己的舒适，我们做的事情常常跟我们所唱的诗歌刚好相反。我们所表现出来是说，我不愿意向这位神来下拜，我不愿意来降服于他。
And of course, the great delusion of the world is that it thinks this is working out for them.
有一个很大的一个蒙蔽，这个世界所在经历的就是，他们以为他们用他们自己的方式，他们至终可以找到答案。可以找到一个合理的方式来运作。
In what we read in John 14, Jesus is actually seeking to comfort his disciples because he will soon depart from this world.
当我们看约翰福音14章的时候，我们看到主耶稣，因为他马上就要离开这世间，他要来安慰他自己的门徒。
It's interesting that these words that Jesus used to comfort disciples cause so much discomfort today. What do you mean you are the way, the truth? What do you mean there's only life in Jesus Christ?
主耶稣在那里用来安慰他门徒的那些字，在今天好像成了很大的不安，造成了很大的争议。什么？你当主耶稣说你就是道路，你就是真理，你就是生命，你指的是什么呢？
And underneath what Jesus is saying to comfort them is he's comforting them by saying you have to believe in me, you have to trust in me, as God the Father does and says, so do I.
在一方面，主耶稣也说你必须要信我，就好像父所说的、所示的，你要这样子的相信父，也这样子来相信我。
And his comfort is that he will actually deliver them to the Father.
真正的安慰就是他要把他的门徒带回到父那里。
Brothers and sisters, hearts remain troubled and the world stays the world as long as those two things are rejected. That Jesus says who he says he is and that he will and needs to deliver us.
弟兄姐妹们，这个世界会持续的在一个不安之中，除非他们愿意接受主耶稣所说的，他所示的，以及他所做的。
But that's where things in our culture get sticky. What do you mean by deliver? What do you mean there's only one way?
这就是我们这个我们的我们处在这个文化觉得说很不能够很容易的接受，就是说什么为什么主耶稣你说你就是道路，什么意思呢？你就是真理是什么意思呢？
For hundreds of years in the West, we have unanchored the word truth from any referent, which means that we have made itWhat we want to be, we the people will decide what is true, what is life, what is liberty, what is peace, what is love.
所以在过去几百年，我们西方的文化已经把真理，这个绝对的真理，把它从它一个抛锚，这个立在那里的一个准绳，把它移开了。我们现在不再接受一个绝对的真理。我们说，哦，你说你就是真理，你就是道路，这是什么意思呢？
In this way, truth has become relativistic, and what truth has become to mean is, this is true for me, this works for me, I like how this makes me feel.
所以不管讲到爱也好，讲到各方面也好，我们说，哦，这个真理的意思呢，就是我觉得它是真理，它是合理的，才是真理。
And in this modern context, life has come to mean the pursuit of my own happiness, which translates as, I need to walk in my truth, no matter what.
那生命这个字我们现在看到就是说，哦，我要来追求我这一生能够过得快乐，对我而言这个是生命的意思。
Perhaps the highest goal of modern American life is to be authentic, I mean to be true to myself, and how that translates is that I will reject or I will kill anything that stands in the way of me being true to myself.
在现代的美国，我们好像普遍的追求一个最高的标准，就是我要对我自己真实，就是意思就是说，我要寻找那些对我来讲，对我而言，它意义是真实的。
If you look around at the recent celebrity commencement speeches for 2015 college graduations, it's very telling.
如果你留意在在今年许多大学的毕业的演讲的时候，你会发现。
Stephen Colbert said, So I hope you find the courage to decide for yourself what is right and what is wrong. Try to make the world good according to your standards.
有一个人叫 Stephen Colbert, 他说我盼望你们能够自己去寻找自己来决定什么是对的什么是错的你自己来定义对与错。
First Lady Michelle Obama told graduates,I have learned to block everything out and focus on my truth. I want you all to stay true to the most real, most sincere, most authentic parts of yourselves. Who do you want to be? What inspires you? Take a deep breath and trust yourselves to chart your own course.
I'm sorry, that's too long. I cannot remember. 那我们的总统夫人她说，我已经学会了把一切。就是说把一切不是我所专注的都把它挡在外面。我要你们每一个人都对你自己真实，而且呢要做一个很真的很诚实的很诚恳的来面对你的自己。可是你想要做什么呢？到底是什么来给你灵感呢？你深呼吸一口，然后相信你自己可以来描绘 可以来画出你自己啊，你自己所要走的路。
An actor, Ed Helms, you might know from the TV show The Office, he told the University of Virginia graduates, never let others define you, define yourself.
另外一个在 Virginia 这个学校他讲的 他是说不要让任何人来定义关于你这个人。
I don't know about you, but I think for most of us Americans, it sounds so brave, so independent, so true. It appeals to that kingdom clash going on inside of my heart,The thing that says, be true to thyself.
我不知道你觉得你听到这些说法你觉得如何？对我来讲，我觉得好像普遍的在我们的文化里面觉得，哦，这样的说法是很勇敢，而且是很好，很真实。
But in our news today, we have a man who what's true for him is that he's actually a woman, and we have a Caucasian woman, and what's actually true for her is she's African American.
可是我们今天在媒体上面看到的有一个男人。他觉得说对他真实他真实的自己其实是一个女人我们也看到有另外一个例子是一个白人的、一个白人他说哦我真实的自己其实是一个黑人所以我应该就是一个黑人
The message of our culture is that if you can live in your truth somehow reality will conform itself to you、
我们的文化告诉我们说你如果能够对你自己真实的话那你周围的环境呢就会慢慢的接受这件事情
And this brings us to the second problem that we have with Jesus' words, is that I don't really believe my life is that bad off.
这也讲到主耶关于主耶稣的一个对比，就是说我并不相信我自己的生命是这么的糟。
I might feel I need some patching up, I might need some insight, but I don't need saving.
是啊，我觉得说呀，我有一些需要改进、需要修改的地方，可是我不觉得我需要一个救主。
I don't need a way out of being the world, of being me.
我并不需要什么人来帮助我来做我真实的自己，或是活在这个世界上。
You know, Peter objected to Jesus, "You will not wash my feet. You will not go to the cross. This is not necessary."
彼得在福音书里面记载到他有时候来反对耶稣所说的哦、oh, 你不要洗我的脚或者说哦、oh, 你不应该去十字架。
And Jesus answered him that if I don't do this for you, you can have no part in me. You have no way of being called a child of God.
可是主耶稣对彼得的回答是说如果我不洗你的脚你就与我无份了。
And the change that Jesus is talking about that he says he came to bring is so drastic, so complete,that the only real picture that he can give is that you have to be reborn.
主耶稣在这里给我们一个很鲜明的一个图画，就是说，唯有当你重生了，那才是你真实的拯救，你真实的答案。
Another key in understanding Jesus here is that John uses typology. He sketches out Jesus to be the ultimate Moses, delivering on this new Exodus.
另外一个，我们看到在约翰福音。约翰他写的手法是一个预表性的他把耶稣、用旧约的一个预表就是好像摩西把以色列人带出埃及一样
And Israel as we know was just not doing bad things in need of a little help They were completely enslaved to a world power Their identity was gone They were subjects of another king They needed to be saved
我们看到、以色列当时的情况他们并不是说、哦、做一些不好的事情而是他们就是完全的活在一个做奴隶的状态里面他们已经失去了他们真正的、身份
They were dead people in need of life and they were lost children needed to be brought back to their father
他们就好像一群死的人需要生命再次进入他们好像一群失落的儿女们需要再次被带回到父的家里面
And that's the picture of what Jesus comes to do ultimately to draw out his own from the world to recreate them as a new people who will know God and will follow God.
这就是主耶稣来做的事情他要把他的百姓从这世界里面再次呼召出来再次来带领他们所以他们可以有一个新的生命也可以再重新来认识他们的神。
But to a world that says truth is what I will make it,This idea that there is one way to God is so troubling.
可是对这个世界来讲，他们觉得哦，真理就是我自己来创造、来定义出来的。所以当主耶稣说到他是真理的时候，对这个世界来讲是一件很不能接受、很争议性的一个说法。
To say in our culture today, in our pluralistic society, that there is one way to God and that you know that way is highly offensive.
对这个世界，现在我们处在一个很多元化的社会里面，如果你告诉一个人说只有一条路通往真理，这对他们来讲是非常的争议，非常的攻击性，非常的不能难以接受的事情。
And so we've come up with these very interesting metaphors. You know, we're all these people on the bottom of a mountain, God's on the top. We're all trying to find our way to the top, and every way is equally valid.
所以就很多人就创造了一些隐喻，做一些比喻，好像说，哦，我们都在山脚下，我们都要往山顶上去。那通往山顶有很多不同的路，那每一条路呢，都没有所谓的比较好，比较不好。
Or another picture is that, well, just like all rivers flow into the ocean, all ways will eventually lead to God.
另外一个比喻，他们说，哦，就好像每一条河至终都会流到大海里面去。
I had this Korean student in LA who came to me one day so troubled about this very thing.
我有一个韩国的学生，我在 LA 服侍的时候，有一次他跑来告诉我说，我对一件事情我很不能够接受。
I'm sure it's got to be illegal, but in LA at least, many Korean companies, they actually make you start the day with a Bible study, whether you're Christian or not.
我想现在可能应该已经不合法了这样做，就是在 LA 那个地方有好一些韩国的公司，他们每一天早晨要求他们的员工们先来读圣经。
And this woman was not a Christian, and she was very troubled why people kept constantly telling her that she needs Jesus. She feltI'm a pretty good person, and if I don't get into heaven on some technicality that I know Jesus, it doesn't seem fair.
所以这个女孩，我的学生跑来告诉我说，她说，我觉得这个很不公平，我也很不能够接受。如果我不能够去天堂，只不过因为我没有在技术上面像你们所说的来认识耶稣，这个太不公平了。
Have you heard something like that?
你有没有听过有福音朋友这样跟你说呢？
I think to understand this in America, at least, is that our kingdom clash that we have, coupled with truth is what we will make it, and life is about finding my happiness, what we've turned heaven into is really access to my dreams come true. And if you deny me those, it's just not fair.
所以在我们美国的文化里面，我们自己定义了我们所要，我们觉得什么是对的。那我的生命的意义就在于说，我要追求我所认为的快乐。那如果你今天定义的真理跟我这个不合的话，那这个东西是我不能够接受的。
Heaven has ceased to be about God in this way and is my personal peace or my own personal paradise.
所以你所谓的天堂已经不再是真实的天堂了，而是你自己所定义的，你觉得什么应该是天堂。
But Jesus is not a means to my ends. He came to set me free, to liberate me, so that I will live in His truth, not my truth.
可是主耶稣并不是来提供我们一个方法来达到我们所要的，他是来到我们这里是要来拯救我们，让我们能够引到那正确的路上。
And He tells us that our invite to heaven, our way, is knowing the Son Himself.
他告诉我们，他来邀请我们到天堂那边这条路上去，那这条路是主耶稣他自己。
So I asked my student, "Do you regularly go to the home of strangers?"
所以我就问我的学生说，哦，你有没有常常去陌生人的家呢
？It's not offensive. It's not unfair.
这个并不是说一个很不公平，或者说很让人难以接受的一件事实。
If I don't know and love the Son, why would I be going to His house?
如果我不认识神的儿子，我怎么会常常到他的家去呢？
You know, if I get to know little Isaiah and I can follow him home, I'm going to find his dad David.
如果我认识了Isaiah, 这是 Daddy 的David 的 baby, 如果我认识他，我跟他有关系，当然我跟着他去，我就走到了 David 弟兄的家。
And if I get to know Aaron and follow him home, I'll find his dad there too.
如果我认识了 Aaron 弟兄，如果我跟着他走，我最终也会走到他的家，他爸爸的家。
But if I know the Son and I follow and I let Him deliver me, that's the place that I'll meet my true Father.
My true Father.
If I follow the Son and I let Him take me home, that's the only place I will actually find my true Father.
所以如果我跟着神的儿子一起走，那我就可以真正的找到他的家，也就是属于我的家。
Jesus is the only way because he is the only one for whom heaven is his home. That's not narrow, that's logical. He tells us that no one has ascended to heaven except the one who has descended.
主耶稣他就是那个道路，因为他是唯有他是从天上而来，天是他的家，所以唯有我们跟随着他，我们才可以回到父的家里。
If you keep this Exodus paradigm, this Exodus picture in your head, I think this whole way, truth, and life is easier to understand.
所以当主耶稣说我就是那道路，那是最合理不过的事情了。所以如果我们把出埃及这件事情，这个例子摆在我们的心里面，我们就可以更明白主耶稣。
It makes sense of our world's relativism, and it makes sense of Jesus' exclusivism.
我们会明白这个世界一直讲说哦，任何事都是相对的，为什么他们会这样说，我们也可以更明白为什么主耶稣说我就是唯一那个道路，是一个排他性的一个真理。
Because the picture that Jesus gives us is not that we're all on the mountain finding our way to God, but that we are all so desperately lost, so desperately locked into sin and broken that he had to come downTo rescue us, to set us free.
因为主耶稣给我们看到的那幅图画，并不是说我们都在山脚下尝试的找自己的路到山上。主耶稣让我们看见的是，我们每一个人，我们都是这么的败坏到一个地步，在罪里面，所以我们必须有他自己来到我们的生命里面来拯救我们。
His picture isn't mountain and rivers, it's a home, it's a place where you actually belong.
所以他给我们看见的那个图画并不是关于爬山，也不是关于河流到大海，他所给我们看见的是在他父的家，是一个家，一个回家这件事情。
When Israel was enslaved, they had a choice. They can follow Yahweh into deliverance or they could stay in bondage.
在以色列人那个时候，他们可以做一个选择，他们愿意选择这位独一的神来跟随他呢，或是他们可以选择继续留在他们为奴之家。
Here's what is certain though. There was no other king, there was no other God, there was no other messenger who was going to come and save Israel. It's not narrow. God is the only one who can do it, who loves us enough to do it, and will do it to come and set us free.
我们看到以色列，我们知道他们没有别的拯救，没有任何其他人会愿意来救他们脱离为奴之家。一样，我们活在这个世界上，也没有任何其他的所谓的神或是其他的人可以来拯救我们，带我们回到父的家里面去。
Jesus tells us in verse 18, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me."
主耶稣在第十八节那边讲到，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。
You know, you might even be able to say, well, yeah, there's a million people who can take you home. But then our still big question is, whose home are you trying to get to?
你也许可以继续跟我争论说，哦呀，我有千万人，他们都可以带我回家。可是真正的问题是，他们要带你回到谁的家？
And lastly, briefly, but importantly, how does this work out?
最后我们要讲到，到底这主耶稣他所说的这个到底要怎么样来成就，或是怎么样子可以达到目的呢？
Even if it's true that I am hopeless, that I'm in need of a savior, that there's a home that I was designed for, a relationship that I was made for, how do I know Jesus is the one?
即便好吧，我承认是的，有一个真理。有一个，我有一个家，我可以回去，有一个真实的爱。那我要问说，那我可以怎么样子可以到达那里呢？
Jesus tells his disciples their comfort is not in some dream, it is in him.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒们，他安慰他们说，他们的安慰并不是在他们的梦想里面啊、but it's in okay, 却是在主耶稣他这个人里面。
He says the comfort is in believing he is who he says he is and he can do what he said he will do.
这个安慰就来自于我们可以来相信主耶稣他所宣称他所是的，也来相信他所宣称他所能够成就的。
Our culture comes to truth in two very ironic and overlapping ways.
我们的文化 当他们讲到真理这件事情的时候，他们是有非常讽刺性的方法来说。
We believe things are true to the degree that they work, like science or technology. I can verify this. There's evidence. It's really true.
我们相信一件事情是真的。我们的方法是哦，我要来验证它，我要来做实验，到底它这个真理是不是真的可以运作？这是我们的文化教导我们来验证的方法。
And almost the opposite that we come to things and say this is true because it works for me. It works in my context. It's very pragmatic. It makes me feel the way I want.
可是另外一方面，我们运用在我们身上，我们就会说哦，到底这个真理在我的身上是不是也是可以运作？是不是也可以带给我？他所说的。
But Jesus points to himself and he points to his works and then he asks us, how do you see those things working out?
可是主耶稣把我们的眼光带到说他所做的事情，他问他的门徒们说，你们看我所做的事情。
Look with me at verse 10.
我们看到第十节那里。
Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority.But the Father who dwells in me does his works.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父，做他自己的事。
Verse 11, believe me that I'm the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面，即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Jesus is the truth because he so embodies the supreme revelation of God.
主耶稣就是那个真理，他完全的体在他身体里面表现出神那至高的一个启示。
And John 1:18 actually says that Jesus is narrating God, that he is God's hermeneutic.
在约翰福音第一章那边讲到，主耶稣来，他表明了神，他将神表明了出来。
Jesus says the reason this is that he is the one who so exclusively, so completely, so perfectly does and says only what the Father does and says.
他之所以可以这样说，是因为主耶稣是他唯一，他一切所做、一切所说的，都是照着父所做、所说的。
Jesus is God's gracious self-disclosure to the world. He is the Word made flesh.
主耶稣是父神。他来用来表明他自己，来向这个世界表明神所示的一个媒介。
How so? Well, when you look at Jesus throughout the book of John, throughout the Gospels, what do you see him doing?
当我们看整个约翰福音，我们看到主耶稣他到底在做了哪些？
Jesus isn't just merely showing off as if he could have some powers and then people would know that he's God.
主耶稣并不是在那里夸耀自己，哦，我可以做很多的神迹，哦，我是神与我在一起。
No, he's working as the Father works. So each thing he says, each thing he does, each sign, each miracle is pointing to this greater reality of the way God works and the way God has always been working.
不是的，主耶稣他每一件所做的事情，他都是向我们表明父他会怎么做这件事情，父他会说什么话。
Each thing that Jesus says and does lives out his kingdom and the very character of God.
每一件主耶稣所做所说的都表明出都活出来这个神的国度该会是怎么样运作的，神应该是怎么样运作的。
And what do we see him doing? We see him feeding people who are starving, curing bodies that are broken, setting people free, uniting people, bringing outsiders in,bringing dead people to life, and creatively striving to be with his people, to unite his people, to save his people.
我们看到主耶稣做了哪些事情，他在地上的时候，他喂饱那些饥饿的人，他医治那些身体受伤的人，他持续不断的把人带回到他自己的跟前，他叫那些死的人能够活过来，这是主耶稣他在地上一直所做的。
We see Jesus loving people sacrificially in God's mercy love. We see him bringing dead people to life, to giving life, the water of life, the bread of life, to having life in himself.
我们看到主耶稣他如何用一个牺牲无条件的爱来爱他周围的人。我们看到他如何把生命注入人的里面，把那个生命的水、生命的粮来给那些跟随他的人。
You know, our world cries out, show me evidence. Jesus says, look, see, taste what I have been doing.
当这个世界一直说，哦，你让我给我一个证据。可是主耶稣说，你来看我所做的。
Jesus telling us, who else would do these things? Who else could do these things? Who else loves his people and is always working to bring them into intimacy with himself?
主耶稣可以问我们一个问题，到底还有其他的，还有谁能够做这些事情？还有谁愿意爱他的百姓们，把他们带回到神的这一边？有谁愿意来做这些事情呢？
Jesus says, just like the Father, I have always been liberating.
主耶稣说，就像我的父一样，我一直做的也是把你们释放出来。
And by this, what Jesus is also telling us that Christianity is not morals or philosophy only, it is actually history.
另外一方面，主耶稣也告诉我们，基督教我们的信仰并不是只是一些道德标准，而是一个历史。
His love was worked out in tangible ways in history that people could see that changed their lives, and most ultimately in his cross work that led people to him.
主耶稣的爱，他所做的是确确实实在历史上发生的，他如何爱他们的那爱那些人，如何的自己走上了十字架。
And in that greatest work in this cross, what Jesus says, this is how God has always loved. This is how I'm loving you. This is why Jesus in that moment was fully revealed, fully glorified as God.
在主耶稣上十字架的时候，他表明出来就是，这就是我一直如何的爱你们，这也就是神父神如何一直爱你们的方式。
Jesus, like God has always been doing, would give all of himself for his lost, rebellious children to bring them home.
主耶稣就像父神一样，他会一直的，总是把他自己完全的给出来，能够带那些愿意信他的人回家。
But then our world also cries out, well, does that work for me?
那个世界也许会问说，那你说的这些怎么样在我身上给我一条路呢？
And I think Jesus' answer here is, well, look into your heart. You've tried to fill yourself up with all these other loves, these disordered loves. How has that worked out for you?
主耶稣好像问我们一个问题，你看看你自己的心，看看你这么爱那些世界上其他的东西，你这些爱是不是真的给你一个答案，给你一条路呢？
And Jesus tells us that our ways really haven't worked out. If they had, he wouldn't have come to us to love us, to set us free.
主耶稣让我们知道，这个世界我们一切的方法都并不能够给我们真正我们需要的，如果可以的话，他就不需要来拯救我们了。
And what he says by doing this too to our world is that I love you too much to leave you as an orphan. I love you too much to leave you in your sin. I love you too much to just accept you and leave you the way you are in what we call tolerance.
他所做的也表明出来说，我太爱你们了，我不愿意把你们留在你们现在的光景，我不愿意把你们留在你们的罪中，我不愿意把你们留在你们以为你们可以只是容忍着过你们的日子。
C.S. Lewis says, if you find in yourself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the logical answer is that you were made for another world.
C.S. Lewis 他这样子说，如果你发现在你里面有一个渴望，这个渴望不能用世界上任何一切事情来满足的时候，你可以达到一个结论，就是你并不是属于这个世界，你是为着另外一个世界而存在。
And Jesus gives us one more experiential proof.
主耶稣给我们另外一个我们可以经历的一个事实。
He's told us in chapter 13 that the love that his disciples show for each other will mark them to the world that Jesus is true and that he lives in them.
在第十三章，约翰福音十三章那边讲到说，那些信他的人，他们如果彼此的相爱，世人会认出来他们是主耶稣的门徒，世人会知道这位神的存在，爱的存在。
The way in which the church will love each other will prove that Jesus' mission, that his love has worked.
我们教会如何的彼此相爱这件事情，可以向这个世界来证明神的爱确实的给了我们一个答案。
In verse 12, he tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do.
第十二节那里讲到，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
Jesus' whole mission, incarnation to crucifixion, resurrection to glorification, has been motivated by his love to bring the Father glory.
主耶稣他的整个任务，从他的道成肉身，到他上十字架，从他的受辱被钉，到他得到荣耀，都是因为这个爱，也是为着他愿意荣耀那位他的父神。
And after his glorification, his mission doesn't change to bring glory to the Father. So he enables us, empowers us, sends the Holy Spirit so that he will continue to work through us.
当他受死复活得荣耀以后，他的任务也没有改变，他持续的来让我们这些跟随他的人可以因着他给我们圣灵的能力，也可以来荣耀我们的父神。
The greater things are not us working more than God, it's that Jesus continues to work through us.
所以这个更大的事并不一定，并不是指的说哦，我们自己来做很多大的事情，它指的是主耶稣他自己持续的借着我们，也在我们身上做那更大的事。
And by sending his people out, his church, you and me, to love the world as the Father loves the Son, as the Son loves the Father, as they love their redeemed creation, what he's doing is sending us to draw a dying world that's in need of love to the only place that they can really get it.
主耶稣差遣我们去这个世界上，来用神的爱来彼此的相爱，来用神的爱来爱这个世上的人，让这个世界，这个要走向死亡的世界，他们能够看见，哦，有一个神的爱是真实的，是他们所需要的。
So the Holy Spirit empowering us by us uniting and loving each other, by being able to live out Jesus' commands, what we're doing is drawing the world to the only way that works, the only truth that rescues, the only life that there actually is.
所以主耶稣他吩咐我们，当我们在，然后我们彼此的相爱，我们就吸引这个世界，这个世界会被吸引，要来寻找这个唯一的道路，唯一的真理可以运作的，唯一的生命可以给人生命的。
Here's the proof for Jesus. Do you find yourself seeking his kingdom more and your kingdom less?
这个是一个证据，我们是不是发现我们自己在寻找神的国多过于寻找我们自己，或是建立我们自己的国呢？
Do you pray in his name, which means God saves, which is not a magical incantation, but meaning that I pray that I want God's authority, God's love, who he is, to work in this world.
我们祷告的时候，我们不是用一些奇怪的名字，那些很有一些特殊能力的名字，我们只是用主耶稣的名祷告，这个名说出来，他有他的权柄在里面，我们愿意降服于他的权柄来祷告。
Coming back to where I started this church, many of you are walking billboards announcing that Jesus does actually work.
回到我一开始说到我们这个教会，很多在座的弟兄姐妹，你们就好像那个布告栏，向大家来述说，来告诉他们，神的爱是可以有答案的。
Your transformed lives, your changed hearts that seek him and not yourself, your ability to love each other the way that you've loved my family recently is all proof that Jesus has been working in your heart.
你们这些被改变的生命，你们彼此的相爱，特别你们最近对于我们家的关爱，这些都是证据来向这个世界来证明神的爱。
The problem with the human heart is believing that we can figure out this way, this truth, this life for ourselves, either by more rule keeping or rule breaking, by passing more laws or trying to live better.
这个世界上一个最大的问题就是世人尝试的，不断的尝试要用自己的方式，能够也许是能够有更多的规定，能够更多的规条来约束他们自己，他们以为这些可以给他们一条路。
Our world really is craving a love that actually works.
这个世界确确实实的需要，也在寻找一个真正可以给他们答案的爱。
Our mission, our goal, Our very life is to show this world that Jesus is the only love that actually wins. He's the only one that actually works.
我们的任务，我们的呼召，就是要向这个世界来证明，来发表神的爱，那是唯一得胜的爱，那是唯一可以给他们答案的爱。
You know, last week our nation began to celebrate that love has won.
上个礼拜的。Love win. Okay. Okay. 上个礼拜最高法院的决定，有许多人都在庆祝。哦，爱得胜了。
And yesterday we celebrated our nation's liberation.
昨天是我们这个整个国家在庆祝这个国家的一个诞生。
God's desire out of love is to come to this nation, to every one of us, to His creation, to work liberation through every chamber of our heart.
神他的心意是能够来到我们的心里面，每一颗心里面都来释放我们，我们可以做一个自由的人。
His desire is to work through us to love a dying world so that we will draw people to Him.
他的旨意是让我们这些属他的人可以来用神的爱来爱这个走向死亡灭亡的世界，来爱他们，好叫他们也可以来寻求神的爱。
You know, long ago, this country threw off its king.
你们知道，几百年前，这个国家把所谓的那个时候做王的，把他赶出去了。
My prayer is that we will come to know and bow a knee to the true King of Kings, the only one who can love us, the only one who can take us home.
我的祷告是，我们这些属他的人，我们真的能够向这唯一万王之王，向他下拜，向他降服。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, we love you, we praise you for the liberation, for the rescue, for the saving work you have done in our lives.
主耶稣，我们要感谢，我们赞美你，为着你所做一切释放的工作，在我们生命里面，我们要来赞美你。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, name above all names.
我们奉主耶稣的名，那超乎万名之上的名来祷告。
That you will continue to work in your love, in your mercy, in your power, and your truth to save this world.
你会持续的在你的怜悯，在你的爱，在你的能力里面来拯救这个灭亡的世界。
Work through us, conform us to be the people that you want us to be.
愿你做工在我们的身上，来改变我们，让我们能够成为你所要的样式。
We thank you for taking us to the Father's house, for being the true Son, and for loving us to the end.
我们谢谢你，你把我们带回到那真实父的家，我们可以成为父，我们天父真实的儿女。
It's in your name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Just as Brother Kyle said at the end of the sermon, we pray that all of us would be able to live out that Jesus Christ is really the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of our heart.And that we're able, the rest of the world is able to see that. Wow, makes me sound great. Okay, why don't we stand together and sing this song together? 短诗歌本二百六十八首。